Mishnah on Pei Aleph of Beis, and the first line of Gemara right afterwards. But we can start again from there. My Taima. Alright, so the Mishnah said, the Mishnah made a chilek. The Mishnah said, if Roiv of the Karban Pesach, or the whole Karban Pesach became tummy, then it's burnt in front of the Beis HaMikdash. Once it's burnt in the Beis HaMikdash, it's burnt with the Atzei Merachah, with the wood that belongs to Hekdash, and we'll see why in the Gemara. Masha Enkein, if only a miut became Tameh, and who had in all the noisa that was left over from the Karban Pesach, that was burnt in their own private backyards, and with their own personal wood. So my time, why when it's Nitma Shalem Arubay do we say burn it in front of the Beis HaMikdash? This was like a punishment for them. They were so negligent with it, so not careful, that they allowed roiv of it or all of it to become tamei. So because of that, we want to be mevayish them to teach them a lesson, and therefore we say that they have to burn it in public in front of the Beis HaMikdash. Nitma miuta, if only a miut became tamei, so then we said that each and every person burns it in their backyard or in their private quarters. Frankly, more is that so? V'raminu v'chei mi sheyatzam Yerushalayim. We had a Mishnah earlier in our Masechta that a person was walking, leaving Yerushalayim, v'nizkar sheyesh b'yadav basar kodesh, and he remembered that he's carrying with him basar kodesh. So as soon as he, even the kachum kalam that could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, but as soon as he walks out of Yerushalayim, it becomes possible. It's yotzei. So v'nisva sheish b'yad basar kodesh, if he remembers that he has basar kodesh in his hand, so im over tzayfim, if he passes the area called tzayfim, which is some place that from there you could see the Beis HaMikdash, so then sarfai b'mkaymi, so then you burn it where you are. You don't have to turn around and burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. V'im lav, but if he's still closer by, he never passed tzayfim yet, so then he turns around and he burns it in front of the Beis HaMikdash. So this Basar Kodesh that he's carrying over there presumably is not roiv of a carbon, it's even a meat of a carbon, and nonetheless he has to go and burn it in front of the Beis HaMikdash. So why does our Mishnah say that by a meat of a carbon you burn it in your backyard? Over there it says that even a meat of a carbon has to be burnt in front of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah continues over there, Ma'atzei Merachah, again, because whenever you burn it in the Beis HaMikdash, you don't use your own wood, you use the wood of the Beis HaMikdash.
Are we talking over here about a carbon Pesach?
No, any carbon.
Any carbon.
The second Mishnah is talking about any carbon, but why should there be a difference? Yeah. So, Amar Ochama Bar Okva, Loikasha, Kan Bachse Noi Kan Bebalabayis, Zoktev Chama Bar Okva. It's not a kasha, because Kan b'chasanoi, the Mishnah that we had earlier on Daf Mem Tes, that Mishnah is talking about a guest. Right? Someone who was in Yerushalayim, let's say, to bring his karbanis, he was there for Yom Tov, whatever other reason he was there, and now he's traveling back home. So he's shaloi b'mkaymi, he's not in his place, so we're not going to make him go get his own wood to burn it, therefore we allow him to go to the Beis HaMikdash and burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. Kan b'balabayis, whereas our Mishnah is talking about a person who lives in Yerushalayim, he has a house in Yerushalayim. So, if Ruboy became Tamei, he nonetheless has to burn it in the Beis HaMikdash, like we said before, because it's a Knas and we want to be Mevayashim. But if only Amir became Tamei and he wants to burn it in his backyard, we let him burn it in his backyard because he's home. He has a right. Why come to Beis HaMikdash and use the Beis HaMikdash stuff if you have a backyard to burn it?
Republic. Hard to go find some wood. I mean, I imagine in those days there were probably a lot of
weren't matriach him to start doing it. He's not home. He's traveling, so
that's
fine.
That's less of a tirach, or it's his choice now.
It sounds like they're both true. That it's less of a tirach, but it sounds like. It seems that he has that choice, that he's able to go to the Har Bayis.
If he wants to make it himself, go get it.
If he wants to, yeah.
The Mishnah itself says that Hitzmin would go to Atemah.
Right. The Mishnah itself says that by even by people who are home, which we'll see soon. The Gemara is going to bring that again.
Yeah. It's funny that this is really a punishment, but these guys want to go do it. You know, in the Reish, it's a punishment.
Right. In the Reish, the Mishnah, it's a punishment.
Be embarrassed, you know?
And
wow, they're just so cheap. The cheapness overweighs.
Correct. Exactly.
But why isn't it Me'ila? Why is there no Me'ila?
Okay, so Me'ila, the reason why it's not Me'ila, so Rashi speaks out, is, we were going to get to that soon in the Gemara, Rashi speaks out, the Chazal, we find sometimes that Chazal made certain Tnoim in the original Hekdesh, Leif Bez Masna, that they're allowed to do certain things with it. So clappy those things, it doesn't have Kedusha. I mean, the original Hekdesh was done Al Das Kain, that they could use it for certain things. So this as well, since we wanted people to be able to burn, either because of the, in the Reish of the Mishnah, because of the Kedel Leishon, or in the Sefer of the Mishnah, because of the convenience, because there people were traveling. So then, we made it tonight, Leif Bez Masna, that people are allowed to burn Psulei Kedesh with the wood of Hekdesh. So that's the first teretz. Repabba Amar, Repabba says, no, the chiluk between our Mishnah and the Mishnah and Daf Mem Tes is not that one's talking about a Baal Bayis and one's talking about a guest. Both are talking about a guest. So what's the chiluk? It's totally if he already started traveling or not. The Mishnah Mem Tes was talking about a person who is obviously traveling. Right, because we made a chiluk between if he was Avrat Seifim or was Le Avrat Seifim. Once he's on the road, we're not much for him to start going around looking for wood. So we said he has a right to go to the Beis HaMikdash and burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. Masha Ein Kein, if he's home, he's a guest, but he's where he's staying. He's in by his hotel, he's by his Airbnb, he's by his host, wherever it is. So since he's home, he's settled, he's not on the road, so then he'll go, we're machayim him to go look for wood. Reb Zvid Amar, Reb Zvid says, La'olam k'damar rekara. So Rashi explains, Reb Zvid is not a third shita. Reb Zvid is coming to explain Reb Chama bar Ukva, the first teretz. So Reb Zvid says to Reb Papa, no. La'olam k'damar rekara. The ikir teretz is like the first teretz. Kam ba'asenoye, kam ba'alabayis. The chiluk is between a guest and a ba'alabayis. A ba'alabayis has to burn in his backyard, whereas a guest has to have to burn in the Beis HaMikdash. And he doesn't even need that which he has to start traveling. Even if he didn't start traveling, he's still in his hotel, he's still by his host. Nonetheless, since he's a guest, he doesn't have to look for wood. Why? Because Asanai, Kivon the Lesley, since he doesn't have wood with him, people when they travel, they don't bring their wood shed with them. So Asuki Tzikonim, it's no worse than the Tzikonim of our Mishnah, than the people who are cheap. In our Mishnah, that we say that since they're cheap, they went to the Beis HaMikdash to use the Beis HaMikdash of wood because they can get it for free. And no one was meich against them. No one stopped them from doing so. So who are then these people? Since Lamaisa, they're not home and they don't have their wood with them. So Chazal gave them the dispensation, the heter, if they wanted to, that they don't have to go looking for wood and start spending money to buy wood where it's not their natural place. Then rather, they can come to the Beis HaMikdash and use the Beis HaMikdash's wood. Ditnan, like we learned in our Mishnah, Hatzikonim Sarfim Aysadafnei Abir, the ones who were cheap, they used to burn it in front of the Beis HaMikdash, B'shir Lehanus Mir Atim Racha, in order to gain that they could use the Atim Racha as opposed to spending their own wood to burn the Pasul Kacha.
Tana Rabbana. Doing this, aren't you kind of like undermining the idea of the punishment that you wanted to do here, right? We said it's because it was a punishment to go, the Baishan.
Right.
Well, now, if everybody who is a guest can come over there and do it,
then it undermines the punishment. You know, right. Yeah. I was wondering about that, but I was wondering if you could say that it depends. If a guy comes with a little bit, we realize that he's a guest and this and that. If a guy's coming with a whole thing, even no matter what, the busha is not that he's doing it in public, but alone. He's in public, he's coming out with a whole carbon. Excuse me, why are you coming with a whole carbon? Oh, you weren't careful with the carbon. So just the matziv is going to bring him busha, even though there's 20 other people burning there. This guy's coming by beer chomis. This guy comes with his little sack of 10 things, and this guy comes, and some other guy comes with a whole truck full of stuff. Like, what are you doing? So maybe that's where the busha is.
Getting rid of all the Kiwi kids.
Tana Rabbanan. Bow the star boy, the chatzer is saying, if a person wants to burn it in his own private chatzer, however, ma'atim erocha, he wants to use the atim erocha. Ain't shayim milam. We don't listen to him. If you're burning in your backyard, you got to use your own wood. The opposite, lifnei abir, if you want to burn it in the base of mikdash, ma'atze atzman, and from your own wood, again, ain't shayim milam. We don't let. If it's in the base of mikdash, you have to use dafka, the base of mikdash's wood. So the Gemara explains, Bishlama me'atzei merocha b'chatzer sayin, somebody wants to use the wood of Hekdesh in their own chatzer, ein shayim lahem, we don't listen to them, dilma paisha minayu, because maybe they'll have leftover wood, v'asa b'hu lidei takala, and he'll end up being nisha with it, he'll end up forgetting that it's Hekdesh wood and use it for himself and be over mila. So over here Rashi says, like we mentioned before, to burn the pasuk kachim with it, there's no problem mila because that was laid bezin master. Chazal said that you're allowed to use for whatever reason that they had, that they wanted to be able to use that to do straight from the base of mikdash. But because of that, they were master that you're allowed to use the base of mikdash's wood for straight as kachim. So, in as much as you're using it for that, there's no mi'ilah. But if there would be any leftovers and use it for your own personal needs, then there would be mi'ilah. So we don't want you to take the wood home and burn it at home, because if that's the case, someone might end up doing mi'ilah with it. But the opposite case, when he wants to burn in the base of mikdash and use his own wood, why over there? What's the problem? Let him use his own wood. What could go wrong with that? My time is so says the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef Amar Shalom Vayishes Misha Einloi. We have a takana in many different places that we don't let people use their own things or do things that they're able to do in order not to embarrass other people who don't have similar. Right. So if one guy could afford wood and he's coming with his wood, and the other guy can't afford wood and he comes without wood, and everybody asks, oh, why don't you bring your own wood? And he's going to be all embarrassed about it. So he made a takana, you're coming here, you use the wood of the base of mikdash, and this, therefore, no questions asked. Whether he has wood or whether he doesn't have wood, either way, he's using the base of mikdash as wood, so no one's going to start asking, why don't you have your own wood? Rava Omar Mipnei Achshad. The reason why we don't let him use his own wood is because of Achshad, meaning, if he brings his own wood and there's leftovers, obviously he's going to take it home. If he's going to take it home, people are going to be choshed him that he's taking the Beis HaMikdash's wood home. So because of that, we said, don't bring your own private wood to the Beis HaMikdash.
Even though we just said it was okay to take your Beis HaMikdash wood home.
If he's burning there, so no one's going to think he's taking more to burn at home. But and also, So my benayu, what's the nafka mina between the two reasons? If the reason is shalei levayish is misha einloi, or the reason is mibnei achshad, and for the yomori ika benayu, the icy kani v'chirusa, like he burnt the fuel that he used to burn was reeds or pieces of a dekel. Things that they don't use on the Maracha. So you know that that's not Hekdesh's wood. Because Hekdesh doesn't use that type of wood. So if the problem is Shalei Levayish and Misha Einlai, I don't care what type of wood it is. We don't want private wood coming. Shalei Levayish and Misha Einlai. However, if the reason is because of Chshad, that he's going to take home the leftovers, if he brings this type of wood that's not used in the base of mikdash, and then when he's done, he's going to bring home the leftovers. No one's going to be chashed in that he's taking the Hektish's wood home, because everybody knows that this wood doesn't belong to Hektish, because they can look at it and can tell that it's the type of wood that Hektish doesn't use. So now, awesome. We have a Mishnah in Misachas Tamid, and the reason why we bring this Mishnah down is because just like in our Mishnah, we said that the point of burning it in front of the base of mikdash is levayish, to embarrass, at least according to one Mandamer, is to embarrass the people who who were negligent with their kavanas. So who adin in this Mishnah we're going to have a machlokes, but one sheet is going to say that the reason why Chazal did a certain thing was gufa in order to embarrass those that weren't careful with Tumah. So it's not awesome. We have a Mishnah Mesechus Tamid, Reisha Maimid, the one who was in charge of the Maimid, of the Kehanim that would work on that day. Maimid is at Al-Shar Mizuk. So in the morning, in the beginning of the day, so when they, based Av, the people who were supposed to do Avoy that day came to the base of Mikdash, they came for roll call, so to say. So he would stand all the Kehanim that belonged to that base Av, who were Tami, and he put them up Al Shara Mizrach by the eastern gate, right outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Obviously, they can't go into the Azara, they're Tami, but they had us gather up and stand right outside. My Tanu, what was the point of doing that? Amar Yosef Kedei Levayshon. This is your one day that you're doing Avayd in the Beis HaMikdash. Mathematically, if there was 24 mishmaras and each mishmar was split into seven beis avs, so basically that you worked two times every 48 weeks, basically about two times a year that you had to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. This was your day that you had the chance to do the avodah and you weren't careful not to be on Tame on that day. So because of that, we wanted to be mevayish them for being negligent with Tumah. Rabbi Amar Me'achshad. Rabbi says the exact opposite. The reason why we gather them there is Me'achshad. If a guy doesn't show up, he belonged to the Beis Av, and he's not there that day, so people are going to be questioning him. Oh, he had a good business deal to make, and he's so busy making money or taking care of his own things that he didn't care to come to the Beis HaMikdash and do the Avodah. So therefore, we line them up all outside to show everybody that no, it's not pshat that he's getting involved in his own things. It's just that he's tummy and he's an inus. He can't come to do avodah. So in order that we shouldn't come to be chayshim, that's why they line them up over there by the Shara Mizrach. Ma'binayu, what's the nafkamina between if the reason is kedei levayshon or the reason is neachshad? Ikabinayu mifanki. The nafkamina would be a person who's a pampered person. He doesn't work. Everybody knows that he doesn't sit and work no matter what. So if that's the case, no one's going to be choshed him. Oh, the reason why he didn't show up to the Beis HaMikdash today is because he decided to take a job instead and make money instead of coming to do the avodah. Because everybody knows that he never goes to work. Mainly, there's no problem of chshad, but there will still be a problem of there'll still be an inyan of kedei levayshon. Inami, or a second nafkamina, the kogodol shura. He has a job, but it's a very, very minimum wage job. He does kogodol shura. He makes ropes, so no one's gonna not come to the Beis HaMikdash for that minimum wage job. I mean, the amount that he's gonna gain for that, it just doesn't justify not taking off of a day of avodah. It doesn't make any sense. So again, if the reason is because of chshad, so then no one's going to come to be chayshid to him, so then that person doesn't have to line up by the Shara Mizrach. But according to the first pshat, Rabbi Yosef's pshat, that it's kedei levayshon, so I don't care what his job is. The point is that we want to be levayshon for not being careful to be tar on that day that he had to do the avodah. Says the Mishnah, HaPesach sheyotza oishenitma. If the Karban Pesach left Yerushalayim, so it became Pasul, or the Basul became Tamei, Yisareif Liyad, so then you don't have to wait till the next morning, or till Chol HaMoed, to burn it. You could burn it right then and there on Erev Yontif, because once it's Pasul, such a Psul Aguf, it could be burnt right away. However, if the Bailim became Tamei, now there's no one to eat the Karban Pesach, so the meal is going to be no good. Aisha Mesa, where all the Bailam died, which again, the same thing, there's no one to eat the Karban Pesach. So over here, to Uber Tzurasai, so you can't burn it right away, it can't be burned till it stays overnight. Now over here, since it stays overnight, now the next morning happens to be Yontif. We're talking about the Karban Pesach, so it was brought Erev Pesach, so the next morning is Pesach. And we know that the rule is Ein Sarfim Kachim B'Yomtiv, so the Mele, once it's going to have Ibrit Sura, the earliest possible that you're going to be able to burn it is going to be on the next morning, the morning of the 16th, which in Eretz Yisrael is the first day of Chol HaMoed. And the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa is, like we've said many times, because when it's a Psul Aguf, it could be burnt right away, even without Iver Tzura. However, if it's only a psul in the bailim or in the dam, something that's extrinsic to the basar, right, so it's just that there's no bailim to eat it, so then it's that psul is not so strong, you can't burn it right away, you can only burn it once it has Iver Tzura. Rabbi Yechon ben Breika disagrees. He says, Avzeh, even in the second case, when the bailim died or they became tummy and there's no one to eat it, the halacha is yisarf miyan, it gets burnt immediately. The fish ain't leichlin. The fact that it's a pasuk that doesn't have leichlin, that's already grounds to be able to burn it right then and there. And we'll see more in the Gemara what's pshat in this Rabbi Yechon ben Breika. So says the Gemara, Bishlamu tamei. I understand that tamei has to be burnt b'chlal. How do you know that when a kachim becomes tamei, they have to be burned? Because it says in the Torah, "Basar she yiga b'chol tamei lo yisarf." Any basar of kachim that touches tumah and it becomes tamei lo yachol cannot be eaten anymore. Rather, b'eish yisarf it has to be burnt. Eli yaitzi min alon. How do you know b'chlal that if meat comes out of the Beis Hamikdash, if it's kashim kachim, or comes out of Yerushalayim if it's kachim kalim, how do you know that that meat has to be burnt in the first place? Maybe you just bury it, maybe just wait till it rots. How do you know you have to burn it? After the Gemara, the Chsiv, this was the shakla v'taya between Moshe and Aaron on the eighth day of the Meluim, when Aaron burnt the Sirach Atos, like the pasuk says in Parshas Shemini. So we learn many halachas throughout the Gemara and Zvachim and Yuma and Psachim from the conversation that Moshe had with Aaron as to why the carbon was burnt. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron HaKohen, "Hei lehuva es dama el HaKodesh panima." Its blood was not brought inside into the Kodesh. So what does that teach us? The way Chazal understand, Amar LeMoshe LaAaron, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron, "Madua lo yachalta mezachatas? Why did you burn the carbon chatas? Why didn't you eat it? Shema nichlas damu lefnai b'lefnim. Maybe the reason why you burnt it is because by accident some of the blood went inside into the heichol, and the halacha is that a chatas chitzayna, that the dam goes inside becomes pasul. So maybe the reason why you burnt it is because it went too far in, it went into the heichol, and any dam of a chatas that goes into the heichol becomes pasul, therefore it has to be burnt." So Aaron answered back to Moshe Rabbeinu, it never happened. Right? And that's what Chazal understand from the first part of the pasuk, "Hei lehuvas dama," that Aaron told him that no, the dam was not brought inside. So Amar Lo, so then Moshe Rabbeinu asked him, "Shema chutz mechitzas yatzis." Maybe the opposite. Maybe the chatas went outside of the Beis Hamikdash and therefore it has a psul of yaitze. Amar Lo lav, no, that didn't happen either. But kodesh yaitze, it remained in the kodesh. It never left the kodesh to go outside. So Amar Lo, so Moshe asked Aaron, "I be kodesh yaitze, if that is true, like you're saying, that it remained because it was not yaitze, the hein lehuvas dama kodesh panima, and the opposite as." Is true as well that it didn't go far to it, its dam didn't go into the heichol. So madua lo yachalta Moshe, why did you burn it? Why didn't you eat it? Michlal. So from the fact that Moshe asked that to Aaron, so we see the inafka had it been yotzei inami ayal dam lefnim, had the blood gone into the kodesh, then basrevi the Moshe wouldn't have asked questions of Aaron. Moshe would have told Aaron, "I understand what you did." Because that's takad halach, it has to be burnt. So we see from this conversation that any chatos asher huva dam b'fnim, or any chatos that was yaitzei, is chayiv sreifa, because Moshe would have agreed to Aaron that he was correct for burning it had one of those two things happened. So said the Gemara, Bishlam anitma, by the psul of the basar becoming tamei, galir achmana b'kachim kalim, this pasuk that we quoted before, "Vabasar sheyiga b'chol tamei lo yachol," is written in the parasha of Shlomim, which is kachem kalim. So the Torah says even kachem kalim that becomes tamei has to be burnt. Kol shekein kachem kachem. So I know kal v'chomer that kachem kachem that become tamei has to be burnt. Eli yotzei, but this din, this gzeres hakasuv that when yotzei becomes pasuk, when an animal becomes pasuk because it's yotzei, it needs to be burnt. Eshechein kachem kachem. That was said by the Sirachatos, which is Kachikachin. So Enechanam, you could learn other Kachim Kachim from there, but Kachim Kalim, which are less chomer than Kachim Kachim, in Nalan, how do you know that the chiv to burn them, that there's a chiv to burn them as well? Vesu, furthermore, Haditanya, that which we learned in a Braisa, Lomdama, if the dam stayed till after Shkia, where it becomes possible, and therefore they will, this animal will never have a kosher Zrika. Or Nishbach Dama, the blood never had a Kabbalah, it spilled directly from the neck of the animal onto the floor. If there's no kosher Kabbalah, then you can't do Zrika with it. So again, this animal will never have a Zrika. Or Yatza Dama Chutz L'Kloyim, if the dam of the animal went out of the Azara, and then dam became possible again, a third example that the carbon will never have a Zrika. So in all these cases, the kamilon besreifa, that the meat eventually has to be burnt. Milalan, what's the makar for that? It's not learned from either of these two psukim that we quoted until now. So how do we know in all those cases that once the carbon becomes possible, you're mechuyev to burn it? So says the Gemara, a new source. Nafkalon mide Reb Shimon. The Tanya Reb Shimon Oimer b'kodesh b'esh tisarif. It says in the parasha of a Karmel Chadash, Bakaydish Ba'ish Tisarif, Livin al Chatas, so that teaches us that when a Chatas becomes possible, Shasrifos on the Kaydish, that when you burn it, and not only do you burn it, but it has to be burned Dafka Bakaydish, Dafka in the Azar. Alien Azubavar, I would only know that it's by a Karmel Chatas, Sharpsuli Kachim, Veimur Kachim Kalaminayan. How do you know that when other kachim kachim become possible, the same halacha is true, and who adin the emurim of kachim kalim? Because even though the boss of kachim kalim could leave the azara and be anywhere in Yerushalayim, but the emurim, the parts that go on the mizbeach, have to remain dafka in the azara. So how do you know that when they become possible, they as well are burnt in the azara? Taman loymer b'kodesh b'esh tisarif. Anything that needs to, any kachim that are b'kodesh have to be burnt. Their halacha is that their strafe as well has to be dafke b'kodesh. Eshech and kachim kachim, we're so fine. Now we know by kachim kachim, kachim kalim min alon. How do you know what about the basar of kachim kalim? Ela kol psu. So over there we have no mekari, and you can't even say that these are things that have to be b'kodesh because those are things that don't have to remain in the azara. Ela says the gemara final pshat. Kol psula b'kodesh b'sreifa, that which we know that any kachim became possible, they have to be burnt. Leishna kachim kalim, leishna kachim kachim. Gemar gemila, it has to be that it's a halacha l'mishum v'sinei, it's a kabbalah that we have. There's no, it's taken out from psukim, it's not a drasha. Rather, it's a halacha l'mishum v'sinei that we have a kabbalah. That's the fact that once kachim becomes possible, it's mechuyev to be burnt. If that's the case, so why do we need the psukim that we quoted until now? You should know it from the halacha l'mishum v'sinei. So the Torah says, V'chatas Aaron, the chatas of Aaron that the Torah said, that Shaka Vitari between Moshe and Aaron, of Hein Lehuva's Dhamma B'Kodesh Hoysa, Mishum Maisa Shoya Kachoya. It's not coming to teach us that Lachas that had it gone Lachutz, it would be Chayiv Sreifa, or had the blood come inside, it would be Chayiv Sreifa, because that we would know anyway from the Lachas of Mishum Zinai. It's just that was the story. Moshe wasn't coming to teach halachas over there. He just asked Aaron, why was it burnt? And Aaron told him, it's not because of this and it's not because of that. It wasn't written to teach us the halachas. And the Bei Rabba Bar Avua, the Amar, frankly, Ulatana the Bei Rabba Bar Avua, according to the Tana the Bei Rabba Bar Avua, the Amar, Afilu Pigol, Ton Ibertsura, that all karbonis, we quoted this earlier in our Masechta, that all korbanos need ibertura, means you cannot burn them right away, you have to wait overnight, and only then could they be burnt, even if they have a psula guf, minalon. So akarchach, what's the source for that? Because yalif avin avin minayser. He makes exer shavah from all psule mukdashim, that it says the word oven by them. He learns out from Nicer, where it says oven by them. So just like Nicer is only burnt by definition after it had Iber Tzura, because it's only Nicer after it had Iber Tzura. So Huadin, all Psulik Kachim are only burnt once they had Iber Tzura.
So maybe that's the only way that you could have Nicer burnt.
Right, and Echanami, that's the only way that you could have Nicer burnt, okay. But Alpha Pekin, it's Exer Shavah, so that's what it's coming to teach us.
Oh, it's Exer Shavah from there, okay, it's not Alpha.
Right. Oh, no, but it's like Zer Shava, right? So Frech the Gemara, V'nelef Oven Ovoin Michatos, the Aaron, who said to learn Oven Oven from Noisa? Maybe you're supposed to learn Oven Oven from the Chatos of Aaron, which was burnt right away. Because, like many Gzera Shavas, even though Gzera Shava has to be Halacha L'Moshe Messina, it has to be passed down from Rebbe to Talmud, there has to be a Messiah on Gzera Shava. But many times the Gzera Shavas were only given which words to darshan. Oven, oven, or something like that. But it didn't say which oven is learned from what, from which oven. So who told you to learn the oven of other psulim like Pigul from the oven of Neisser, maybe learn it from the oven of Chatas Aaron, which tells us Adar Rabbah that it has to be burnt right away. On Allah, so this Tana, the Tana of the Bei Rabbah Baravu will tell you Chatas Aaron ki agav nami boy ibur tzur l'dairis. Teretz, you don't learn from the Chatas of Aaron, because even the Chatas of Aaron as well, that was burnt, really shouldn't have been burnt right away, because whatever the psul was, we'll see soon a little bit more on Machlokes about what the psul was, but whatever the psul was, that was a psul that really should have had Iber Tura as well. That which it was burnt right away was a Hayral Shah, so you can't learn out of Hayral Shah. So we have a choice. We could either learn Oven Oven Minaisa, which is something that is not a Hayral Shah, but that is the standard protocol by it, that is the Iker Din by it. Or you can learn from the Chatas Aaron, which is our Rosh Hashanah. So obviously we're going to learn it from something that's the Iker Din, and that's why we learn Avin Avin Minoyser, and say that all Psulei Kachim need Iber Tzura, and you don't learn out of the Chatas Aaron to say that they could be burnt right away. Right, so Hasam Nam, Chatas Aaron, Ki Agav Nam L'Doris, but the Psul that the Chatas Aaron had, if that Psul would happen, L'Doris, Iber Tzura, it would need the Iber Tzura of a Hasam Rasha. So that which it was burnt right away is only Lahir Rasha. Hashtag, says the Gemara, Hashtag the Arminan called Psuli the Kaidesh, Besreifa. Now that we know there's Allah Chomer Sinai, that any Kachem that became possible, no matter what, no matter how, it requires Sreifa, Leishna the Kachi Kachim, that makes no difference if it's Kachi Kachim, Leishna the Kachi Kalim, or makes no difference if it's Kachim Kalim, Gemara Gamila, because all of that is Halach Lomashim Sinai, because that it gets burnt. So if that's the case, the other Pasuk that we quoted before, Bakadish Be'esh Nisarif Lamali, why do you need the Pasuk of Bakadish Be'esh Nisarif that was written by Chatas to tell us that when a Chatas becomes possible, it has to be burnt? Obviously, that's Nichla on the Halach Lomashim Sinai that says all Kachim that become possible has to be burnt. Everything more, I will be boiled. It's just a false of a kaddish. That pasuk of Chatos adds that it has to be burned dafke in the azara. Because without that pasuk, you would say yes, it has to be burned, but you can burn it wherever you want. So that pasuk tells us that anything that is the kaddish, let's say a kachik hachim, that even the meat has to remain b'kaddish, or kachim kalam, at least during murim, that during murim have to remain in the azara, have to remain b'kaddish. So not only when they're kosher do they have to remain b'kaddish, but even their sreifa is in their mechitzas where they belong, which is dafke and azara, and they're not supposed to be burned elsewhere. What about the other pasuk that we quoted? The pasuk that said that originally we thought was the makar, that when basar becomes tummy, it needs to be burnt, but now you don't need that as well, because there's a halacha mishum sinai across the board that any psulei kachim have to be burnt. So why do we need this pasuk? Obviously, if it's possible, it has to be burnt. Says the Gemara, "Ahu legufei itzrich." No, it's that one is not coming to teach to anything else. It's needed legufei because sagadai dechamina. I could have had a halvini to say kol psulei the kodesh. Any other psul could go in long dama if the dam stayed overnight. Nishbach dama, the dam spilled on the floor. Yotze dama, the dam went out of the azor. That in all these cases, the dam became possible and there will never be a kasher zrika, or nishchet belayla was shechted at night, and no avodah has to be done for by day. Tibisreifa, all those things, all those psulim, it makes sense that they require sreifa. The last no bechulim, because those are kachim dikah psulim. There's no such thing as a chulin animal that has a psul of lon, that has a psul of nishbach, a psul of yatza, a psul of layla. So our kavla, these are kachim de kapsulim. So the halacha means it says all kachim de kapsulim have to be burnt. Avol nitma, but if the meat became tame, the mechulin nami misol. Tum is not something that affects only kachim. It affects chulin as well. Kachim might be more chamer legabik tuma, and there might be an iser legabik tuma. Whereas by chulin, it's not an iser; it's a maila. But nonetheless, tuma is not something that is reserved for kachim. It's something that affects chulin as well. If that's the case, Emo, you could have had a halamini even after the halacha l'mishnah misina that says all kachim psulim have to be burnt. You could have said, since this is a psul, that's really a chulim dikah psul, it's not a kachim dikah psul, so maybe it doesn't require a sreifa, and it would be enough, it would be sufficient to just bury it, to get rid of it, so don't be nichshel with it. You don't have to dafka burn it, because it's not a kachim dikah psul. Kamashra alone, that's why we need this pasuk to say no, by tume as well, it has to be dafka lo yochol be'ish yisarif. Now that it's possible, now that it cannot be, and it has to be dafka burnt.
The mission is the harasha. I thought the Gemara was going to explain. What was the harasha by Moshe and Aaron?
Why was it a harasha?
I don't know. It was the hakamas of Mishkan.
Right. The harasha was because it was the meluah, because it was the hakamas of Mishkan. Why does that warrant that it should be burnt right away? It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara why that should be that way. Nitmu abayim Moshe Mesu. The mission continues. The mission says if the violin became tomei, or the Balaam died, which either way, now you're going to have a carbessel that doesn't have Eichlin, so according to the Tanakh Kama, that's not a psula guf, and therefore Tiber Tzura also needs Iber Tzura. And that Rabbi Yechon Ben Breger disagreed. He said that no, Ein Lei Eichlin doesn't require Iber Tzura, you can burn it right away. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Machlekes, Shenimu Balaam Achaz Rika. When do we have a Machlekes? If the Balaam became Tamei, and who are then if the Balaam died after this Rika? The Isli Basal Achila, because at that, the Hakra, B'shas Hakrav, the carbon was kosher, it was Roy for Achila. Only afterwards it entered a matzah that we know it's not going to get eaten. So there, says the Tanakhama, there's nothing wrong with the carbon itself, it's just, there's no one to eat the carbon, so you can't burn the carbon now, you have to wait till it has Iber Tzura. Avol Nimu Bailam Lifnei Zrika, if the Bailam became Talmi before the Zrika, Tulei Yitzchazi Basal Achila, so at that point in time, the carbon couldn't have been eaten. And by a carbon pesach, we know the ikar is achila. So the whole akrava was not a valid akrava, because the akrava should be aldas to eat, and over here it's not getting eaten. So divya akali sarav miyad. So everybody would agree by a carbon pesach, that would be like a psul akuf. And therefore, it could be burned right away. No iber tzura required.
How does it make it a psul akuf?
Because it's or even if not the shchita, but at least the zrika, some of the avodas were done without people to eat it. Meisvei, frak de Gemara, zeaklau. The Mishnah says this is the rule: kol shapsula begufay, anything that's a psula gof yisar miyad can be burnt right away without ibur tzura. The dam, if there's a psula only with the dam, or bevailim, or that there is the psul is in the bailim, tuber tzura, so then it cannot be burnt right away, rather it needs iber tzura, and only afterwards it gets to the basis reifa. Katani bailim dumi nidam. That which we said that there's a psul in the bailim is comparable to that which we said that there's a psul in the dam. Now, madam is the zrika, if there's a psul in the dam, al karchan has to be before the zrika, because once the zrika is done, you don't need the dam anymore. If anything becomes possible afterwards, it doesn't make a difference. So I'll call it the psul of the dam is that it became possible before the zrika, and nonetheless it needs iber tzura. So av bailim, so that which we said that if the psul is in the bailim, it needs iber tzura, it's not considered a psul agof, is lefnei zrika, is even before the zrika. So al kochach, it's not true. Al kochach, you can't say that everybody agrees if there's no bailim before the zrika, it's considered a psul agof. Eliyid ma'achya idmar. Rather, if we said loishanu, and we limited the machlokes, it was the exact opposite. And it was said as follows. Machlokes shenimu bailim lefnei zrika. The only machlokes where even Rabbi Yechon ben Beroika said that it doesn't require Ibur Tzura, it could be burnt right away. Even Rabbi Yechon ben Breika, who wants to consider it a Psula Guf, that's dafka because it happened before the Zrika, because the Basel was never Roy Lachila, because the Avodah was done in a way that it's not Roy Lachila. So even though we disagree with him, we hold that any Psula in the Bailam is automatically not a Psula Guf, and it requires Ibur Tzura, but at least over there, he holds that if the Avodah was done in a way that it can't be eaten, he would consider it a Psula Guf and say that it gets burnt right away. So have like a psula guf, therefore it's considered like a psula guf. But if the avodah was done b'kashrus, and at that time potentially the carbon could have been eaten, and only afterwards did the bailim become tameh. The ischali basal achila, since the basal was roi at the time for achila, so even Rabbi Yechon ben Breika would agree that it's no longer considered a psula guf. It's only a zaitik psula. It's a psula machlas davar acher. And even Rabbi Yechon ben Breika would agree that you can't burn it right away. That you need to wait for Ibur Tzura, and only then may it be burnt. So that is.
Do we have the same halacha that if the bialim became tamei, the kehanim can't eat? Or
right. So other kabbonis Right, so other kabbonis, the fact that the bialim became tamei wouldn't stare, because there's not a problem. You don't need the bialim to be tar. But there are other psulim in the bialim, let's say, I mean, it would be hard to find cases, meaning the only other psulim in the bialim is that the bialim wasn't right to bring a carbon, but those couldn't have happened after the Zrika. They would have to happen by definition before the Zrika, meaning, let's say, Zav is supposed to bring a karbanis on the 8th day, and he brought it on the 7th day, or a huadin, anything else like that, a mitzayra, the aladis, that brings the karbanis too early, so that's a psulim in the bialim. There's nothing wrong with the karban itself. There's something wrong with the bialim that he's not yet roy to bring a karban. But all of those, by definition, have to be possible from before the shkita. Right? Only by a karban pasach or by a nazar would be the only two cases that the bialim could be, that the tovah of the bialim makes a difference, and that could have happened either between the Shechita and the Zrika, or even after the Zrika. So this is all Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef wants to say that even Rabbi Yechon ben Breika agrees that if the Bailam only became possible after the Zrika, then it needs Ibur Tzura. However, Rabbi Yechon says no. Ab lach Zrika nami machlekes. The same way that according to Rabbi Yechon ben Breika, if the bialim became tamei before the Zrika, he says it's Yisarv Miyad. So who adin, if it becomes tamei after the Zrika, before the Achila, also it's Yisarv Miyad, because he holds that if there are any Karim Pesach that doesn't have Eichlin, could be burnt right away. You don't need Ibur Tzura for that. He disagrees with the Klal that we said before, that if it's a Psul in the bialim, it needs Ibur Tzura. V'az Rabbi Yechon ben Tamei, this Rabbi Yechon who said that Rabbi Yechon ben Breika says af lach azrika, that's going the shitasai. The Amr Rabbi Yechon, because Rabbi Yechon said a different memra, that Rabbi Yechon ben Breika and Rabbi Nechemiah amru davar echad, that Rabbi Yechon ben Breika and Rabbi Nechemiah hold of the same shita. Rabbi Yechon ben Breika had amar, and the Rabbi Yechon ben Breika that we're referring to is the one we just quoted, the Rabbi Yechon ben Breika of our Mishnah. Rabbi Nechemiah mahi, what's the Rabbi Nechemiah that we're talking about? The Tanya, Rabbi Nechemiah aimer. This is going back to the Chatos of Aaron, that the one of the Shmini Nemulim, the Sar of Rosh Chodesh was burnt. So Moshe asked Aaron, the whole Shaka of Atari, why was it burnt? So Aliba the Emes, why Taka was it burnt? So there's two Shitas in Mesachas Zvachim, why it was burnt Aliba the Emes. One Shita says it was burnt because it became Tamei Be'ainis, and now that it was Tamei, it had to be burnt. The other shita says, like Bechem Yoimer Me'aninus the Sifa. The reason why it was burnt was because they were all Einanim. Aaron, Nadav and Avi were just nifters. So the only remaining Kayhanim that were left were Aaron, Elazar, and Isamar. All three of them were related to Nadav and Avi, and therefore all three of them were Einanim. So no one could eat the carbon, and since no one could eat the carbon, the Hekrach is going to have to get burnt.
Yeah.
So Rabbi Nechemiah and the Aninus Nisrefa Lekach Nemar, and that's why it says in the pasuk Vatikrena Oisi Kaele, because the Kaele is saying that the reason why it burnt is because this happened to me, meaning that Nadav and Avihu died, and I'm anointed. Frightly Gemara of Aha Aninus Kilaachas Rika Havio Lechayra Aninus is just, it's not a psul. The fact that the Kaelim were anointed, there's not, it's not a psul. It's just that there is no one that's going to be able to eat it, because at the end of the day, there's no kosher kohanim. So it's just like a carbon pesach that was brought by Hefser, and only after the Zrika, the Baal became Tamei, and there's no one capable of eating it. And nonetheless, Aaron burnt it. And when did he burn it? Vihi Starif. Where was it burnt? La'alter is Starif. It was burnt right away. So we see, as soon as we know that a carbon will never be eaten, even if that's not a psul in the carbon, it's just a zaitika problem that it will, by default, it's not going to get eaten, that's already a reason to burn it right away. That's a kach of what Rebbe Nechemya holds. And if Rebbe Yochanan is saying that Rebbe Yochanan ben Breker and Rebbe Nechemya hold the same shita, so that means Rebbe Yochanan ben Breker as well holds that as soon, even if the bottom became tummy afterwards, it, as long as we know that the carbon pesach will never be eaten, that's already grounds to burn the carbon pesach right away, and you don't need Iber Tzura. Okay.
Very good. Bye.